We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity
under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, wonderful viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Ciet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basikan Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Horatel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Bayemi, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Teleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sunpower Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, China details the goal of implementing a full ban of smoking in public places. In animal news, Canadian researchers link the well-being of salmon to plant diversity in rivers. In hero news, Brazilian police officers rescue a toddler from a well. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 5th, is the birthday of the President of Guinea-Bissau, His Excellency Malam Bakay Sagna, born in 1947. Serving in office since 2009, President Sagna has pledged his commitment to enhancing peace and stability in the country. His Excellency is also supportive of eco-preservation, with plans to extend the safeguarded areas from approximately 15% to 24%. Our sincere appreciation, Your Excellency Malam Bakay Sagna, for your dedication to Guinea-Bissau and her people. We respectfully wish you a wonderful birthday in the company of cherished ones.
Fly-in news. Fires contained across Russia's Far East. On Wednesday, May 4th, the Ministry of Emergency Situations announced that some 250 different blazes, which were consuming hundreds of hectares in several regions of the Siberian Federal District just days before, had been reduced to 33. Firefighting efforts included more than 1,200 personnel and equipment working around the clock to contain the flames, aided by airborne fire protection service plane missions. Although summer has not even arrived, Russia is noting significantly more wildfire damage this year compared to previous years. We thank the Ministry of Emergency Situations and all firefighting personnel for your courageous endeavors to protect fellow citizens as well as precious co-inhabitants in nature. May such disruptive events be eased through our more caring stewardship of Mother Earth.
Earthquakes hit Papua New Guinea, Solomon Islands, Samoan Islands, Vanuatu, Mexico, and US. In the early hours of Monday, May the 2nd, a 5.8 magnitude quake rocked Oceania as it struck 89 kilometers southeast of Arua in Papua New Guinea and 92 kilometers southwest of Chuovanga, Tuasiol in the Solomon Islands. That noon in the South Pacific, a magnitude 5.0 temblor hit in the Samoan Islands region, 197 kilometers southwest of Apia, Samoa. Another 5.0 magnitude tremor rattled the island of Vanuatu on Monday, 390 kilometers northwest of the capital, Port Vila. In Chihuahua State of Mexico, near a shared border region with the USA, four quakes measuring over 4.0 on the Richter scale were felt within 5 days, including two of magnitude 4.3 and 4.4 on Monday morning. Fortunately, none of the events resulted in damage or casualties.
With gratefulness for the safety of the quake-disturbed residents, we pray for the cessation of such potential disasters through our more benevolent eco-stabilizing actions. Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
citizens speak out. Across the globe, people continue to stand up and give voice to their right to improved lives for themselves and their families in calling for greater honesty, freedom, and democratic principles as they gather in countries such as Bahrain, India, Libya, Palestine, Syria, United States, and Yemen.
The UN Special Rapporteur on the Situation of Human Rights in the Palestinian Territories, Richard Falk, stated that the Israeli occupation had disproportionately affected children, who must not only cope with the stressful conditions, but with several also who have been killed and 256 currently in Israeli custody.
In Syria, as part of a continued crackdown on pro-democracy protesters, more shootings and arrests were reported in the southern city of Daraa as the numbers of detained persons climb into the thousands. On Tuesday, security forces also surrounded the port city of Banias, occupying the main marketplace and sealing off both entrances into the city. Moreover, foreign journalists have now been banned from the country, making reports more difficult to confirm. Meanwhile, human rights organization Amnesty International has stated that many of the detained citizens have been beaten and tortured.
Bahrain's Justice Minister Khaled bin Ali Al Khalifa announced that 23 doctors and 24 nurses in custody are being charged with promoting efforts to bring down the monarchy through their treatment of people injured in the crackdown of security forces on protesters.
In Libya, an estimated 40,000, mainly ethnic Berbers, fled their homes in the western mountainous region to safety in Tunisia. Refugees arriving in camps report that those left behind are in danger of starvation due to heavy shelling by Libyan security force. This includes residents of Misurata, where government forces are attempting to block humanitarian supplies from being able to enter the city's port. Healthcare workers at specialist clinics in Benghazi have also called for support as they are running low on equipment and supplies.
The minority party in India has called upon the U.S. to cease the use of military force altogether, stating that U.S. actions, including military campaigns in Afghanistan and Iraq, have only worsened situations of organized armed violence. Protesters from the group Code Pink also gathered on Monday in front of the White House in Washington, D.C., USA, calling for all troops to be brought home and for the government to promote policies based on human needs rather than offensive militarism.
As we mourn the loss of precious lives, we are thankful for the efforts that are bringing calm amidst the turmoil as we pray for a ceasing of conflict in all nations and that people everywhere join to live side by side in shared freedom, dignity and peace.
Representatives for 13 Palestinian groups, including the Fatah and Hamas parties, were present in Cairo, Egypt on Tuesday, May 3rd for the historic signing of a national reconciliation agreement seeking to end the divide between Gaza and the West Bank, with plans to hold elections within the next year.
On Wednesday, when the agreement was formally adopted in Cairo, thousands of Palestinians in both Gaza and the West Bank celebrated in the streets. Participants cheered and danced, some with tears of joy, as they waved the flags of Hamas and Fatah together alongside the Palestinian flag, saying that this was one of the most important days in Palestinian history. Our heartfelt congratulations, Fatah, Hamas, and all other party leaders for this momentous accord. May the unity of the Palestinian people continue to blossom for peace to prevail throughout the Middle East.
16 Iranian nationals released abroad. On Monday, May 2nd, Iran's Foreign Ministry of Iranian Expatriate Affairs announced that 16 citizens had been freed in other countries, thanks to the efforts of Iranian consulate personnel in Iraq, Lebanon, Syria, Georgia, and Azerbaijan. This follows an announcement made in April by the Foreign Ministry that diplomatic negotiations had resulted in 778 Iranian citizens detained in foreign countries being freed to return home over the previous year, while still others received reduced sentences. Thank you, Iranian diplomats, for your steadfast and peaceful efforts on behalf of fellow citizens. Wishing them all warm reunions with loved ones and that forgiveness and compassion may prevail with people in all nations coexisting in shared understanding and respect.
Save our planet. Scientists discover ocean organisms that eat plastic waste. Evaluating plastic debris in the North Atlantic Ocean's Sargasso Sea, where the material tends to accumulate due to currents, researchers from Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution in Massachusetts, USA, discovered via electron microscopes the presence of bacteria in the plastic.
These microorganisms appear to live in pits in the plastic and feed on it as well, while at the same time do not appear in the surrounding seaweed or seawater. Their presence may help explain why the amount of plastic in the ocean appears not to be growing. The researchers plan further studies to determine if consumption of the plastic toxins causes any challenges further up the food chain.
Our appreciation, Woods Hole scientists, for sharing the discovery of these beneficial microbes. Let us act in harmony with such a marvelous gift from nature to return the Earth to a more pristine and sustainable state.
save our planet. Using information gathered from ancient fossils from the Arctic Circle, researchers at the University of California, Los Angeles in the USA warn of steeply escalating temperatures on the Earth once the Arctic Ocean becomes ice-free in summers due to global warming.
Warning news. Amidst growing evidence of contamination, poisonings, and even deaths, study by Dr. Stella Benitez, a pediatrician at Asuncion University in Paraguay, shows that women living within 1 kilometer of chemically sprayed, genetically modified soy farms were twice as likely to bear a child with deformities.
It's me, Bayarma, the water buffalo, and I'm following a compassionate vegan diet. I'd like to share a tip on positioning a bird bath in an area that is safe for our feathered friends. A minimum of 1.5 meters or 5 feet from bushes and under low-hanging branches of at least 1 meter or 3 feet up is suggested. This is because when feathers are wet, flying is more challenging, so lower branches will be easier for them to reach. You might also want to view your charming visitors from a window and be close to the hose for cleaning and filling. Many thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for your attention, and here's the weather around the globe.
In good governance news, China details the goal of implementing a full ban of smoking in public places. Dr. Yang Gonghuan, Deputy Director of the National Center of Disease Control of China, has described a detailed 5-year plan to help ensure the smoking prohibition, which began in May. In 2011, she said, over half of provincial cities are expected to achieve a total end of smoking in public areas, with 100% attainment by the end of the 5th year. Dr. Yang said, the goal is not to see or smell smoke in indoor places, nor be witness to any advertisements, sales promotions, or sponsorships by tobacco companies. In addition, the selling of cigarettes to teenagers will cease. She also stated that raising people's awareness about their health is the most important aspect of implementing the ban. A hearty salute, China and Dr. Yang Gonghuan, for your work in protecting the well-being of your citizens. May uplifting habits that are beneficial for body, mind, and spirit be chosen by all.
In animal news, the abundance of salmon in rivers is linked to plant diversity. Researchers at Simon Fraser University, SFU, in British Columbia, Canada, found that the number of Pacific salmon in a spawning stream affects the plant variation and general well-being of adjacent forests. The scientists discovered that larger populations of the fish lead to more nitrogen-rich flora near the stream. The study was co-authored by Dr. Morgan Hocking and Dr. John D. Reynolds, the Tom Boyle BC Leadership Chair in Salmon Conservation at SFU, and published in the journal Science. The scientists stated that predicting how salmon influence territorial ecosystems would be essential in formulating conservation plans and techniques for managing habitat. Our thankfulness, Dr. Morgan Hocking and Dr. John D. Reynolds, for the significant discovery may lead to better protection of a healthy ecosystem for all species. Coming up, the combined efforts of a police team save a 2-year-old Brazilian girl. We'll go for some cool and refreshing air. Be right back. More helpful news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, brightening news for a radiant world. In hero news, Brazilian police officers rescue a toddler from a well. While on their rounds, members of the police unit in Itabaiana came across a woman by the roadside who was in a state of shock. She explained her 2-year-old daughter, Milena, had fallen into a well in their backyard. The police officers immediately went to the home. Commander Mark had a rope fastened to him and descended approximately 20 meters to retrieve Milena. She was found submerged in water and lacking vital signs. Attempts to revive the child were not successful until 2 officers combined heart massage and breathing resuscitation. Soon, little Melina expelled water and started to breathe again. She was taken to the hospital, where physicians stated she was in good conditions. Bravo, Commander Mark, and other involved police officers for your life-saving collaboration. May you have a beautiful life, sweet Melina, surrounded by your loving family with God's blessings.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Ngere, a language spoken in Côte d'Ivoire and southern Liberia. It is entitled The Swimmer.
We melancholy, Jan Chedino, Guadriete, Osabecanum, Camisier Judah. Jay, Monsieur, Camalanda, can we also drea ben yenu or your dear Boamule Nide?
And now for our viewers' hardline on the future of disaster relief and the aid necessities transport, which aired on Golden Age Technology. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Congratulations, Brian Lee, for using your knowledge and skills to help other people. The whole world needs persons like you, who care about the well-being of millions of people who really need a lot of help. Thanks a lot. Viewer from Spain.
Kind viewer, thank you for your warm note. Brian Lee's design of Aid and Necessities Transport, ANT, reflects his deep concern for humanity. It would be wonderful if each global citizen uses her or his unique talents to help brethren throughout the world. With all our best wishes and love to you and the warm-hearted citizens of Spain.
Do you have a Heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to Heartline at SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or visit SupremeMasterTV.com/Heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May we rejoice in the magnificent variety of life on our lovely planet.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Pakistan's Prime Minister Syed Yusuf Raza Gilani is making a first official visit to France, where he is meeting with President Nicolas Sarkozy, Prime Minister François Fillon, and members of the French business community to expand the two countries' cooperative endeavors.
His Majesty King Bhumibol Adulyadej of Thailand is reported by doctors to be recovering well in Bangkok's Sirirach Hospital after a surgery to remove spinal fluid was conducted to help restore steadiness in walking.
British animal rights groups voice concern over the welfare of Turkish originating Gara Rufa fish that are now being used in the UK for fish pedicures, saying that the lotions and other substances released by humans as well as the tank cleaning chemicals could be detrimental to the fish.
Despite the recent massive disaster, Japan's Foreign Minister Takayuki Matsumoto announces that the country intends to continue upholding her global responsibilities, such as maintaining the same levels of humanitarian aid to Afghanistan.
Accompanied by his wife Bettina, German President Christian Wolff commences a 9-day trip to Latin America, including state visits to Mexico, Costa Rica, and Brazil, for the furthering of amicable relations.
Following a trip through several cities in Ao Lac or Vietnam, 7 U.S. congressional representatives all commend the country and her people, saying that there is much potential for dialogue, growth, and cooperative endeavors between the two nations.
Assisted by Jordan-based Oasis 500, an organization that seeks to help 500 entrepreneurs in the Middle East and North Africa, Jordanian brother and sister team Ala and Ala Suleiman launch Mazmour 3 with a vision of creating the Arab world's first ever digital audio library.
The colorful 2011 International Horticultural Exposition opens a six-month trade fair in Xi'an, China, the capital of Shaanxi Province, with 200 countries participating in exhibits that feature flower gardens, 5 main theme parks, as well as plant cultivation technology. We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.